Celebrating Australia's Melbourne Cup, Sky Sports Radio.
We're broadcasting from Flemington, where this morning we had a band of rain go through after 7 o'clock. It dropped 4.2 mil of rain, and at the moment, the lightest of sprinkles is just here at Flemington. There is a band of rain that is coming through. Most of it is going to go under Melbourne, across the bay, but there is a portion that may be setting up just to hit the outskirts of Melbourne. So we'll monitor that. If it happens, it's going to happen while we're on air this morning. Dean Lester is already here. He's probably in the mounting yard. Morning to you, Dean.
I'm actually in the owner trainer stand at the moment, Andrew, overlooking this wonderful scene as people are flocking in and just keeping an eye on that weather. It's sort of missing us a bit at the moment, but it's just been a bit annoying.
Yeah, nearly as I've looked at this radar, probably nearly as much as Mark Hunter this morning. Morning to you. Morning to you, Mark.
You blokes just get your raincoats on. There's rain coming.
Yeah, it looks like it's the majority is going to go under, but there's just going to be a little bit, isn't there?
Hey, listen, Hoss, don't butt in. It's not your turf. It's not your turf, Hoss, the weather. It's not your turf. Stay right away. There's rain coming.
Swim in your lane.
Don't you worry about
that.
Man's got to know his limitations, Hoss. Haven't you seen that movie? Come on.
Yeah, no. Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens. But if it happens, Mark, it's going to happen in the next hour, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Hoss, I reckon a good 45 minutes away and we'll be getting wet at Flemington.
All right, we'll wait and see. And the stewards are going to walk the track. Liam O'Keefe at the moment has kept it in the good four range. We'll just wait and see what happens over the next hour and what Liam does with the stewards. Dean, there's one massive race, but there's nine other winners as well, mate.
Yeah, and they're probably even harder than the main event, Andrew. It's that sort of day, but looking forward to getting our teeth into them.
Bit nervous about going through this now. Mark's into me and, I'm starting to get a bit up in the air here. I'm about nervous about backing a Melbourne Cup horse now. The first race, let's have a look at this massive 10 races with the boys. The first race at 10 to 11, the Bumble Stakes for the two-year-olds down the straight with Tab Fixed Odds. Number one, Champagne Boom, currently at $2.30. 11, Sistar at $4.20. 6, Bella Rosa at $7. And 9 Lincoln Star at $9.50. They absolutely dominate the market here, Dean, in race one.
They do, Andrew. I'm going with the first starter in Sistar. I think she's been well educated. She looks a really nice running horse, and I think she'll run well. Champagne Boom was enormous, winning at Caulfield. She's very strong, and she'll be strong late. 6 Bella Rosa. I thought she tried well a few weeks ago, and just wary of the Mar used to stable. They're very good with their horses. And 9 Lincoln Star. Got it a bit awkward on that inside track at Flemington, but didn't trial too badly. 11, 1, 6 and 9.
Yeah, I've just switched the Cornell around here. I thought number one Champagne Boom. I didn't think you could win any more impressively as a two-year-old. I think it will sit just behind the speed. It's got that race experience. The speed looks okay in the race, and I think it will come out of the pack and win to beat number 11, Sistar. Two trials, two good trials. It's going to give you a great sight. 6, Bella Rosa. Quite a while ago, that trial, but did trial well. And I put number 7, Dreamtime Lady, in, who's had a couple of jump outs, look to go okay up the back straight at Sandown. Keen on 1 from 11, 6 and 7.
1, 11, 6 and 7. Now, I've been unable to get Matt Hill's tip, so I'll give you Tony Brazzles along the road here for Flemington. In the first, Tony goes 1 to beat 11, 9 and 6. 1, 11, 9 and 6 in race 1.
I think Matt Hill's about to text you, Andrew. I told him to hurry up.
Righto, well, as soon as I get them, I'll update everybody. Let's move to race 2, the Tab app. Will it be going off today? It'll be a busy little lad. At 11.30 is this race. And looking at the Tab fixed odds, number 8, Miss Siska, 4.40 and solid at that quote. Number 5, Mamzelle Tess, 4.60. Number 12, One More Try. It's been 6 into 5, now currently at $5.50. 1, Mrs. Gardenia, easing out to $8.50. Are they backing here? Shakora, number 10, opened this morning at $13. It's now $10. It's gone 13 into 10, Mark, in the last half an hour.
Yeah, I'm with the inside three gates here, Hoss. I think the race sets up fantastic. There's not a lot of pressure. And number 8, Miss Tiska, is my top pick. We've seen it win over the distance at Caulfield, win well. Ran well last time in a harder race. No worries on the soft ground. I would imagine it either takes the lead or sits up very close, dominates the race and is the one to beat. To beat number 12, One More Try. I think it'll be very strong. It'll follow that inside lane through. I just hope it can hold its spot to some degree early. Third pick, number 5, Mamzelle Tess. It'll box seat. It'll look the winner. Just has to run the 1,700 metres. And Four Lady Silhouette over from Adelaide has got a messy gate, but it's in terrific form. It should be running on strongly. 8, 12, 5 and 4.
I think she's the best bet of the day on a tough day, Miss Siska. I think she'll just posse up, get a great run, comes off a good race last start. And gee, I think she'll be hard to beat. I'm putting Mrs. Gardenia in for second because I think she's drawn to get a pretty good run as well. She's been a bit hit and miss, but I think this is a very suitable grade of race. Mamsel Tess is a beauty. She finds it hard to win, but she just never runs badly. From the draw, she gets her chance to run 1,700. And I'll put in 13, AC Tongdi, who's been up sharply in distance here, but the stable have got a fantastic record in this race, and she has had plenty of racing before she steps up. Wouldn't be surprised if she ran a cheeky race, but very keen on 8. 8, 1, 5 and 13.
Righto, Tony Brazel in race 2 is also a liker of Miss Siska. Number 8 for Tony McAvoy to beat 1, 5 and 4. 8, 1, 5 and 4 for Tony Brazel in race 2. Dean, normally you're in the mounting yard and we get people walking past you saying, g'day, we're not going to get that this morning.
No, Glenn Schofield's walking in front of me, Andrew, but he's about 50 metres away, so I don't think he's going to hoy out to me somehow.
No, not unless you call him and you know what or something like that. But
No. I won't do that. But no, we're up. They've created a little sort of media area for us up here undercover, which is quite good.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, let's move to race 3. And the market here has number 10, 50 stars, the favourite at Tab Fixed Odds right now. It's at $3, number 10. 14, Mandela Effect is $9.50. 9, A Clear Calling, 10 out to 11 this morning. 13, Haunted, it's 11 and solid at that quote. Muscolino, number 8, 13 and solid. Have they backed any here down lower? Not at this stage. 50 stars, $3 at this stage, Dean, in the third.
Andrew, I'm going here with 50 stars. I think that he ran very well last start. I think just the way that race was run, he probably couldn't pick up the winner, but he ran well. I think this is the race he's been aimed at. I think he can win. Mandela Effect, I think, is the danger. He's a very good Tasmanian horse. He's well up to this. 8, Mescalino, resumes from a spell and can be competitive. And 1, Man from Uncle, next best. 10, 14, 8, 1.
Yeah, I think it's a good little multiple race, this one. Number 10, 50 stars, I think, has to be the one to beat. Had the two runs back from a spell. Good first up, better second up. Looks dead set, ready to fire. Soft track, no worries. I like where it's drawn to come down the middle to beat number 14, Mandela Effect. Good horse. Fantastic win first up with a young rider. It overcome trouble there. It was a terrific win. I think number 12, Beau Jest, in the blinkers going on, ready to fire. And then out to number 9, A Clear Calling, who looks better suited back in distance. It's consistent. 10, 14, 12 and 9.
Tony Brazel's all over 50 stars here. One of his best of the day, number 10, to beat 14, 8 and 9. 10, 14, 8 and 9 in race 3. Race 4, the Ronald McDonald House Charities over the 2,800 metres. Good luck, boys, with Barisha here. Steel Prince, number 12. It's the favourite at this stage at $4. 10, Chereau at 6. 11, Azuro at 6. Ducan, number 3. It was scratched the other day. It's been 6 out to 6.50 this morning. 5, Checkered Flag is at $12. And a little bit of support for Tony McAvoy's runner here. It, a couple of hours ago, it was $21, Sasco, number 14. Market's now $15, number 14.
Yeah, it's my second pick, Andrew, but I do think number 10, Shreo, I suppose you pronounce it, is the one to beat. It was ridden back there last time, and I thought that was its best run. It finished 7 lengths behind Hamada. I think Hamada was right on track for the Melbourne Cup until that ill-fated accident at Werribee. I think that form, none of these would get within 7 lengths of Hamada. My little worry would be a soft track. Its last run on a soft track, it finished tailed off last. So as long as the track's okay, I think it will win number 10. To beat number 14, Sasco. Had a hit out for this one there in Adelaide Saturday. Missed a start, went around them, led and won. No worries on soft ground, really strong stayer. Number 12, Steel Prince. It's one of the many other chances. I just think it's drawn for a good run. And down the bottom, it's probably got no hope at the weights, but I think number 17, Prince Albie's a promising stayer. Lovely ride last time. I think it'll run the distance, and at least it's got some improvement in it. 10, 14, 12 and 17.
I totally agree with Shrao. His form lines, as Mark said, through Hamada, or even through Poets Word Mutaha, Second to Del Harold, finishing head of Wall of Fire and Tomei last season. We know all of that form, and that's all better than the rivals here. I think Checkered Flag's the improver. I think he's ticking over okay, and I reckon this has been totally his target race. I think Barisha will run well. He's drawn a good gate, which he hasn't been able to do this preparation. And next best, number 12, Steel Prince, who's going to get a great run. 10, 5, 2 and 12.
Tony Brazel likes Chereau, number 10 as well, to beat 12, 11 and 5. 10, 12, 11 and 5 from Tony Brazel in race 4. And I think I saw a story, Dean, last night on social media around Charlotte Littlefield, the trainer of Prince Albie. It looks like a country group of ladies have got a runner on Flemington Day.
Yes, she's got a runner again on Thursday. She's having a big week, Charlotte, and it seems going quite well. And this, as Mark said, he's a really promising little stayer and up a bit in class today, but going well.
I dare to say this now, but Dean, what's it look like from your vantage point at the moment?
Well, I can barely see the city skyline, Andrew. But actually, where we are, it's not raining.
No, it is.
It's trying its best.
I'm getting nervous talking about this, but it is definitely raining in the city of Melbourne, but maybe just the lightest of drizzle here. It's not marking the ground, but it's marking my windows here. So we'll wait and see what develops. Race 5, the Schweppes Flemington Fling. And with Tab Fixed Odds down the straight here, Peter and Paul Snowden, they didn't have a runner on Saturday, but here they are with Chabrette, number 6. This morning it's been 5 into 4.20 over the last 20 minutes, number 6. 3 Legend of Condor at $5. 7 Fine Dane also at $5. They're supporting Nomathage, number 1. In the last hour, it's been 6.50 into 5.50. Number 8, Singular Sensation at $8. And Heaven's Deal, a Drifter, out to 10. So they're backing a couple at this early stage. Dean, what are your thoughts in the straight race?
I'm with the money, Andrew. I'm with Chabrette. I think he's a 1,000-metre horse. I liked his trial last week, and I think the Snowdens have found the right race. Fine Dane, the danger. Terrific form lines around, written by, and then last up on Beauty, and does a lot wrong still, but he's a talent. Nomathage, thought it could have trialled a little bit better last week, but she is unbeaten 2 from 2 at 1,000 metres and has one down the straight, and 8 Singular Sensation. It's a fascinating preparation. 14 months between runs, obviously had a step back and trialled up okay. But I'm pretty keen on Chabrette, 6, 7, 1, and 8.
Yeah, I've had a horse breakdown in this race and I haven't tipped the winner of this race for years, so I'll be watching it only. I will go for number 1, Nomathage. 2 goes down the straight, 2 wins. It's got soft 5 trials to its name, so hopefully the wet's okay. To beat number 7, Fine Dane. Still does things wrong, handles the wet, and good form behind Beauty last time. 3 Legend of Condor, not sure how genuine it is, but form's okay for the race. And I thought 2 Heaven's Deal was in good form, would give you a sight. Don't like the race, 1, 7, 3 and 2.
Tony Brazel likes Singular Sensation here, number 8 for Tony Gollan, to beat 7, 1 and 3. 8, 7, 1 and 3 for Tony in that race, race 5. Race 6, around the bend, 1,400 metres, and Archie Alexander. Proudly, Dean tweeted out a photo with Cricket Head, the famous international trainer now retired, who spent some time with Archie at Ballarat yesterday.
Is that right, Andrew? Geez, yeah, I must get on these socials more. I'm thinking,
No, it was. I reckon I would have tweeted it too if I had a photo with Cricket Head.
Absolutely,
a famous trainer. Archie's
Matthew
got.
Hill, he hasn't given Andrew Bensley the tips yet. What's going on?
Any chance, Matt? You've got nothing to do today.
No, he hasn't got him. He's not happy. He said to apologise. He's got a little bit on his plate today, but he's getting to your tip.
What's he got to do? He's got nothing to do, Matt Hill, today. In this race, number 12, Moret for Archie Alexander and Jordan Childs. It's been 4.20, got to 3.80 half an hour ago, back to 4.20. Number 5, Beauty, is at $6.50. 17, Notation, 7 into 6.50 in the last half an hour. Into the Apsis, number 9, 11 out to 12. So that's pretty well it. Moret the favourite here, $4.20. I wonder if Beauty can do it again, Tony. For Tony McAvoy, Mark.
Yes, Peter. Andrew, sorry. I'm going for number 12, Moret here. I think that it's got a second on a heavy track, so I'm not worried if the rain comes back in early in its career. I thought its 1,000 guinea run was outstanding. We saw Amphitrite should have walked in Saturday, come out of that race. Fundamentalist run, terrific. And I like the fact that they eased up and came back to the 1400 and didn't press on for more ground. Just looking for Jordan Childs, midfield, down the centre. I think Moret's got the best form and is the one to beat. I put number 10, Madame Rouge, in for second. It's going to take some ducking and diving from gate three, but brings good form to the race. 5, Beauty. It surprised me, Beauty. I thought it was a bit weak, but it was a terrific run at Moonee Valley, sitting 3 wide. And then 17, Notation, one of the many other chances. 2 starts, 2 good wins, and did bolt in last time at Cranbourne. 12, 10, 5, and 17.
Yeah, I'm with Moret also. I thought she was fantastic in the 1,000 guineas, and I'm trusting that form. And like Mark, I think coming back in trips are really a masterstroke, really. I think she's the one to beat from 9 into the abyss. I don't know how she wins from the draw, but she was luckless at Moonee Valley, and 1,400 is going to suit. 17, Notation, unbeaten in 2 wins to date. I think she's been terrific in both of them. And Beauty's unbeaten in 3 wins to date, and a third of her wins was the best of them last week at the Valley. I think she's got some chance. So it's a really good race, but I agree. I think Moret's the one to beat. 12, 9, 17, and 5.
And 12 also here for Tony Brazel. Moret to beat 5, 14, and 9. 12, 5, 14, and 9 in race number 6. This is Sky Sports Radio. We're previewing Flemington Melbourne Cup Day with the best in the business, Dean Lester and Mark Hutter. We come to the one that will stop the world these days. There are so many international horses. Here's the current fixed odds market in saddle cloth order. Number 1, Best Solution, $12. The Cliffs of Moa, number 2 at 17. 3 Magic Circle at 8. 4 Chestnut Coat at 67. 5 Muntahar, 13. 6 Soundcheck at 34. 7 Who Shot the Barman at 41 right now. 8 Ace High at 61. 9 Marmello at 13. 10 Avilius at $13. 11 Yucatan, right now you can get $6 with tab fixed odds. 12 Ouvre, 101. 13 Finch at 23. 14 Red Cardinal, 34. 15 Vengor Mask at 81. 6 Ventura Storm at 34. 17 A Prince of Arran at 21. Nikita number 18 at 101. Sir Charles Road, off a placing in the Bendigo Cup, gets a start, 81. Cicada at 81. Runaway at 34. Young Star at 15, Cross Counter at 9, Rostoprovich at 21. That is the current figures for every horse with tab fixed odds in the Melbourne Cup. Dean, I'll come to you. Let's talk a little about the pace. Is Runaway just the dead set leader in this race?
I think he's probably the leader, Andrew. I think I think the others would be happy for him to pretty much take it up. I think Roger Mask's first down to the rail. He'll cross Ouvray. I thought Chestnut Coat would probably hold his spot from an inside draw, but then Runaway comes across. I didn't think Dinch would be that far away, and then it's the intent of those out wide, whether they push on the likes of a Prince of Arran, Ace High, Rostropovich. I don't know how they'll ride him, but from the wide draw, but he's got tactical speed, but I'd love to see him ridden a bit quieter.
And where do you think, Yucatan, there's so much reaction when someone draws 23 and it's the favourite. Where do you think James could get to?
I think he was just going to stay out of trouble down the straight. The modern Melbourne Cups, they don't all get in, so there's usually a 3-wide train. If he's in the 3-wide train, 2/3 back, I don't think he'd be too worried about that.
Understand. Mark, do you see it any different here?
No, maybe Best Solution, Andrew. It tends to miss the start 2 lengths like it did in the Caulfield Cup. Somehow he got into the 1-1 after that. He's drawn 6. If he jumps to any degree well, then I would think he'd hold his spot up there as well.
Yeah, for sure. That's the key.
The jockeys are out walking the track in light drizzle. There's Damien Oliver walking past me. I can see him around the 500-metre mark in some rain gear. So light rain falling, and he's starting to check the track out, and many jockeys will do that right through the next few hours. Well, Dean, give us your thoughts in the Melbourne Cup.
I'm going with the favourite, and I think he's getting to an acceptable price. Yucatan, I just think he has to stay out of trouble the first half of the race, build his speed, and if he lets rip as he did at Caulfield. He's 2 from 3 since the blinkers have been applied. I'm going with him. I think Magic Circle's a great winning chance. He needs it to be a pretty solid staying test where he can be really strong. And when he gets strong, he builds up that head of steam. He's got a fantastic turn of foot for a staying horse. Avilius, I just love the preparation he's had. I think he'll run well. And 24, Rostropovich. I just hope they ride this horse a little bit quieter than, say, Moonee Valley and just give him a chance to run on. One day when he won at Chester, they rode him off the speed. I thought he looked fantastic, and he can measure up. They're my top four. Best roughie for me is Soundcheck, but 11, 3, 10, 24.
Yeah, gee, I'm keen on number 3, Magic Circle here. It's had the two goes for the stable. The win at Chester was unbelievable. It just sat midfield over 3,700, had Prince of Iran pretty much on its back, just blew it away and beat it by 9 lengths. Dropped back to 3,200 metre last time, had Red Verdon, had Weekender behind it, and again, just destroyed them. I think looking at your map, Hoss, there's two big fronts coming, not just the one, there's another one behind it. So we're going to have a bit of an old-fashioned Melbourne Cup, I think. That's a real staying test over the 3,200 on testing ground. That's perfect for it. I think it will win. Second pick, I'll put in number 5, Mutaha. I thought the e-ball win was terrific. A soft track would be a worry, but looks like the 3,200 will relish it. Number 6, Soundcheck, as Dean said, the best roughie in the race. A fantastic 2-mile win, albeit on protest. Terrific behind Best Solution, 2,400. Just had no hope at all the way the Caulfield Cup was run. It will improve. And I tossed up out of the bottom two. I put number 23, Cross Counter. I don't know it at 3,200. I don't know it in soft ground. It's had that little setback at Werribee, but gee, it's a good horse. 51 kilos. Won't shock at all to see it win. I'm keen on 3, 3, 5, 6, and 23.
Righto, Tony Brazel has been on Mutaha for many weeks. Number 5, he tips it on top to beat 1 Best Solution, 11 Yucatan, and 24 Rostoprovich. That's 5, 1, 11, and 24 for Tony Brazel. The Melbourne Cup at 3 o'clock. Race 8, down around the 1,800 metres here, and Chris Waller and Ryan Moore's got the ride here. Lifeless Ordinary, number 3, currently at 4.40. It's been 6 into 4.40 this morning. 14, Take It In Turn at $6. 13, Chaotic, out to $7. Murakeb, number 11, it's out to $8. Any backed here? Kawia, number 7, it's been 12 into 9 this morning. But a good move here, Mark, for Lifeless Ordinary.
Yeah, on the quick backup from Saturday, Hoss. Look, I think number 14 will win here, Take It In Turn. Went back and had a look at its soft track run overseas. It ran fourth, but you certainly couldn't say the wet track was any issue. It's had the two runs over here for Weary. Terrific first up running fourth and just bolted in last time. It should have a stack of improvement from that run, 54 kilos. Maybe needs a little bit of luck from the gate. If it gets that, I think it wins. To beat number 3, Lifeless Ordinary. Just ran an unbelievable race in this race last year. It was terrific against Saturday. I think it's the danger. After that, not sure where to go. Number 8, Tester Shadow, will handle the ground, sitting just behind him. And 7, Kawhi. I might need another run, but was terrific first up. I like 14, 14, 3, 8 and 7.
Yeah, I'm happy to be with 14, Take It In Turn. I think this is a really good race for him. And he's not a very big horse, so the big weight relief, it's really going to help him, I think. And I'm giving him a great chance to beat number 7, Kawhi. I think he's come up really well. His first up run was good. The extra distance suits. 11, Murakeb and 12, Radipole. They both come off Group 1 run. And I wasn't expecting Lifeless Ordinary to back up, so he's a must for the quaddy. He ran well on Saturday. But I'm happy to be 14. 14, 7, 11 and 12.
Tony Brazel goes Lifeless Ordinary number 3 to beat 7, 13 and 2. 3, 7, 13 and 2 for Tony in race 8. The second last, the sprint down the straight over 1,200. Godolphin have number 6 trekking here for James Cummings. A drifter this morning, 480 out to 550. 5 Brave Songs gone the other way. It's 950 into 7 this morning. Number 9, Tversky, 850 into 8. 7 Snitzcraft out to $9. Down here for Rod Northam, number 13, After All That at $11. And number 2, First Among Equals, is at $12. Trekking the favourite here, Dean, how do you see race 9?
Yeah, it's always a hard race, Andrew. I just think Brave Song's racing really well. He's an honest horse. You know he'll get down the straight well. He's been up a long time, but the Stones are great trainers. I'm with him, but no great confidence. Galaxy Raider is the right sort of race for him to just steam home and win first up. He's trialled up well. 3 Stellar Collision, I thought, was enormous at Moonee Valley, given the way that race was run. And 2 First Among Equals, who's had a little throat surgery since his last run, trialled all right last week, and does race well down the straight. But a really open race, 5, 14, 3 and 2.
Yeah, it's a tough race. I think you can go two ways. You can go with the Caulfield form where most of the field were unlucky, or you can look elsewhere. I'm hoping I've gone the right way, and I think it could be the best value race of the day. I've gone for number 17, Tally Play. Terrific win first up. went to Geelong in that mare's race, was just given a nothing ride out the back. Oh, you couldn't make ground. It made terrific ground to finish eighth. I think with a bit more urgency here, can run a great race to beat number 13 after all that. That fourth behind Ball of Muscle, Invincible Star, Brave Smash was an enormous run, then got on that really heavy track last time Everest Day. I think it's got a terrific value chance. 14 Galaxy Raider. You saw that first up run last time where Dwayne rode it, had no luck and just roared home the last 200. And from the Caulfield race, I threw in number 6 Trekking. You could make a case for 4 or 5 of them there. I've gone 17, 13, 14, then 6.
Well, tally play at the moment, $23 and $6 the place. Number 17 there for Mick Price and Michael D. Tony Brazel likes Snitzcraft number 7 to beat 6, 5 and 2. 7, 6, 5 and 2 for Tony in race 9. The last here on Melbourne Cup Day, and Godolphin again have got the favourite here, Risen number 9. In fact, they've got the top 2 in the market. Risen at 460, Savitiano at 7. For Princess Posh, good move since yesterday. It was 10. It's now $8, number 4. Zumbelina, number 15 at 10. Our Crown Mistress at 11. And Savopinski, the stablemate, is at $13. That's the current markets with Tab Fixed Odds. What do you like, Mark?
It's a tough finish, Andrew, but I like number 4, Princess Posh. I think the Invincibile, Princess Posh, Savitiano form is the best form. Princess Posh, I thought, was good on the wet track a couple of starts ago. Terrific at the Valley at the Mile, where you couldn't make ground. That was dominated on the fence that race. It'll be buried and need luck over 1,400 metres, but if it's testing ground here, just a bit of luck, I think it'll be really strong to beat number 12, Savitiano, who had that little setback going to the Valley. You couldn't blame the Mile. It was beaten on the corner, so it'll go two ways. It'll bounce back being fitter, or it'll be cast for the campaign. Third pick, number 15, Zumbelina. Not beating the quality of horses and meets here, but certainly on the improve. And I put number 8 so far, So Cool. Two runs back, nothing's gone right so far. It's got a great little turn of foot when it's right. Wet track, no worries. It's a chance also. 4, 12, 15 and 8.
I think it's a terribly hard race, but I'm just going with a couple of the relatively lightly raced at this stage of the spring and those 16 split lift. Little query of 1,400, but I just think her run at Geelong was quite good. 7, Our Crown Mistress, won at this meeting last year. She's only had the 2 runs back. Hasn't looked like a winner in the mounting out either time. I'm expecting her to be right at her peak today and run really well. Savopinski got bowled over very early in the race at Moonee Valley. Thought she did a good job to pick herself up and run well. She's only had the 1 run in, and so far, So Cool's only had the 2 runs in and was wide at Caulfield. But, the last 2 races look really tough to me, Andrew. 16, 7, 6, and 8.
Righto. For Tony Brazel, it's 9 Risen to beat 7, 12, and 4. 9, 7, 12, and 4 in the last 4, Tony Brazel. So there the tips for the 10 races from the boys repeating in the Lexus Melbourne Cup Race 7. Dean Lester goes 11 to beat 3, 10, and 24 with the best roughie Soundcheck number 6. And Mark Hunter goes 3 Magic Circle to beat 5, 6, and 23. For Rod Gallegos, who's a regular on Sky Sports Radio, he's gone Ventura Storm, number 16, to beat 1 and 10. 16, 1 and 10. And for Tony Brazel, it's 5 to beat 1, 11 and 24. There's some overall tips from the experts. Mark, have you got a best bet?
Magic Circle, Andrew, race 7, number 3, my best. And I'll get a little bank early, race 1, number 1, Champagne Boom.
Race 1, number 1, and the best in the cup, Magic Circle, race 7, number 3. You have a good barbecue, mate. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, my best is Miss Siska in race 2, number 8. I like 50 Stars in race 3, and I think Shabrit in race 5 is a great chance. But down to 1, it's Miss Siska for me, race 2, number 8.
Race 2, number 8.